Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wasted Attentions Podcast. This is Animal hosting along with Ivan and JD. Hello. Say hello, boys.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Got a weird episode today. We've been doing this now for almost about a year. We've had the idea for more than a year, but actually getting together and doing it just about almost a year. I don't know. So we're going to kind of... Was it kind of close?
Got to be.
Yeah.
This is probably when we started talking about it.
Probably. Or in general, you
then
know.
You got to give another 3 months for actually getting off our ass and doing it.
Exactly. You know, we're you know, business obviously first and jokesters and stuff like that, but we thought we'd do something different today and go over the great year of what 2009 was that we may have missed between each other. And the reason why you ask, why the fuck do I care what happened in 2009? Well, it's because this is when we all stopped talking to each other. So
we're going to celebrate it.
We're going to celebrate it. We're going to talk about things that we've never talked about before as if they were current. And if you don't like it, fucking, we got another mini episode you can listen to. This is good stuff because there's a lot of things I didn't know that happened 10 years ago.
It's just a good year to bring up in general.
Yeah.
There's a lot. It really is.
Yeah.
Shit, music-wise, like, I'm curious what you got lined up for me because I was just thinking a music standpoint.
Yeah,
it's
crazy
how many fucking albums at least. Like, if you follow in like the metal, I don't know what the fuck's going on in pop music or country music. I don't give a shit about that. But for a fucking, as far as metal goes, it's a pretty fucking solid year.
It was a solid year. It really was. It's kind of a weird thing when you can count for more than one hand of good albums that were released.
Seriously,
it was a good year.
What the fuck would we have done if we had to rank these and back then? If we had the show back then, we'd be fucked.
Yes, we would.
I think I know what my number one would be.
Would you really? Yeah.
Save it. Damn. Save it.
Yeah.
You tell him to say it?
Save it.
Save it? Okay. Save it? Okay. So, you know, we've talked about that we were all in a band for many, many years at, you know, around that time. The last time that I had any contact with Ivan, Jake, and Red was on June 8th, 2008.
Jesus Christ. Hold on to things a lot, don't you?
I have a journal.
You got a box in your closet somewhere?
Yeah. It's got a voodoo
it's
doll.
It's got Laces Out written all over it.
Laces Out.
Die, Dan, die.
Yeah. We've all kind of kept in touch separately, but at least for me, I know I was a ghost for a long, long time. So, shit, maybe we'll come back and do a 2010, 2011, 2012, all the way up to 2019.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna do it month by month.
Let's do it, yeah. And you have to listen to it, too.
Yes.
So, let's jump into music here. Let's just talk, guys.
Did you write them out in, like, in order that they came out, or you just got a random list?
It was an order.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to be fucking organized. I'm excited. Okay, tell us what hit first.
What hit
and
first?
Then you're going to tell me what I missed.
Okay,
What surprises
me? We'll do. Cannibal Corpse, Evisceration Plague.
Cannibal Corpse.
Yep, Cannibal Corpse.
Great Cannibal Corpse.
Yes, it was. It was. That song itself is just brutal. I enjoy it. Do you know Evisceration Plague?
No, I can't say I do.
It's good.
Hold on, wait. I'm terrible with song titles, people. Names of anything. I'm like, ugh.
I used to be good at shit.
Yeah.
Now I'm old.
Yep.
And sad.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We are all sad. Don't be a sad boy.
Sad boy.
Shit.
No, I'm trying to be more positive. We just came back from NOLA, and I had my tarot read. This fucking blew me away, man. Like, legit. Yeah.
Tarot reading?
Yeah. Blew me away.
I think I'm thinking of To Decompose.
That's one of those bands we talk about. I get bored easily, but Cannibal Corpse is one of those bands that I have to stick with.
Yeah, like for me, like those riffs are so fucking good. I just got to get... If there was just something to draw me in vocally, I think I'd like it so much better.
I get you. The neck draws me in.
I think it's the whirlwind, the tornado.
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, my God, dude.
I wonder if he's going to... Man, I wonder what that's going to be like in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking my neck, I can't even move it at all.
Poor guy. I remember they were playing with Cattle Decapitation and Portage, out of all places, like a couple of years ago. And the way that the stage was set up was the band walks down this spiral staircase. And I always just found it funny because, like, you see a band, like, singers, like, dousing himself with water, getting all ready. Here comes fucking George, two cans of Coca-Cola, drinking it and drinking it. I'm like, I love this man.
He's hard in the World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Is he? Yeah.
He's even got his own character in World of Warcraft.
Does he really?
Like the game-made character. It's, I think it's a I know it's an orc.
Okay.
I think his name is Gorge.
That is awesome.
Gorge the Corpse Grinder.
That is badass. Yeah. That is so cool.
That's pretty crazy.
They found out that he liked it. Yeah. They're like, boom.
Dude, there's metalheads everywhere, man. I just found out the other, because my kids are into Mario right now, that the Koopalinks, Lemmy was named after fucking Lemmy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, man? It's absolutely wild. See, we're all around. We may not be out there, you know what I mean? But we are.
Yeah. You'll never
Could
know.
Be the little old lady down the street.
Right? She's got a Testament shirt on and shit.
That rocks hard, man.
Next, which I know that you guys will be eager to talk about, Lamb of God's Wrath.
That's my favorite Lamb of God.
Mm. Yeah? Really?
Yeah. It must have been the production one where we mentioned it.
That was, like, that I can think of, maybe. Mm-hmm. Their first really good produced one.
Sounding one, right?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
You look at New American Gospel, and you look at Ashes of the Wake. You look at, what was the other one?
I've been jamming Ashes of the Wake.
It's fucking sick. As a Palace is Burn, we already talked about this, but it's that trashy.
I don't know, man.
Quality.
It's
good.
It's not up to good quality, but it's just something works for me on that album.
It's got that underground feel.
That trashiness fits. I don't know why, but it's fucking. Yep.
I can't think of anything else I could do that.
That's true. That's true. But Wrath, still to this day, the best intro of any album.
Into the fucking opening track.
Yep.
Fucking. I've talked to you forever about this, but goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Once that shit with that clean song coming in, got the layer upon layer of guitars, and then it rings out at the end.
Yep.
Watch out.
Yep.
Boom.
It's a sacred tune.
It is, man.
I love it when they do the easy, like, open whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't need it. Don't need nothing else, man.
And then fucking, I don't know what it is, but Randy on this album, this is probably the first one he really stood out to me where it's like it started to turn a corner. Because I was like,
really?
He's kind of got the screams. I was like, okay. But this one, I was like, I like it.
I wonder if it's the production made you listen more to him.
Slow it with rap.
That's so good. Oh, delicious.
Ugh. His highs were different in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, something weird.
Nope.
It had more like a, nobody can see my hand thing. Like, I'm doing like a scooping motion. Up,
yeah.
Dude. He's coming close to me and it's offending me.
And then you got to think too, what was it? Set to Fail.
Set to Fail is good.
He's got like, he might've done a little bit of this on Sacrament too, but that kind of like scream with like the notes in between.
Yep.
Like he's screaming on like in key and on notes and shit. So
the video was sweet too. Just a bunch of people crowded around each other.
Fucking, I know Adler's always been good, like Chris Adler, but when he's doing those blast beats and especially on Set to Fail, it's just so tasty.
It is. Then because
his snare, man,
is fucking. He's always had the best snare. I know. Seriously, man.
And it's like, is it?
It's a piccolo.
How big is it?
I don't. I'm sure how the size is, but I know it's a piccolo snare. But he's got the blast, and then he just throws in the quarter notes in the middle of it, then jumps right back in.
And he's got like those gallops on the fucking the bass pedal and shit. He does that a lot, but he's so fucking smooth.
Yeah, he's the king of that, man. I miss Chris Adler. I don't think he's coming back though.
Why?
There's a couple of rumors that I don't really want to talk about on the air, but they just interviewed Randy, and Randy said basically at this time there's no plans to move forward with Chris. So I think something personal
what
is going
the
on.
Fuck? I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah, there's like they're being very mum about it. I hope that I'm wrong and I'm surprised, but
we have another fucking Joey Jordison.
Oh god.
Situation.
We just went through all that.
I don't know, man. This is the first I heard. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, he's been out for a while now. It's been almost about a year.
Yeah.
I know he was touring with
Negative.
Yes.
But that was more of just an opportunity type thing.
Yeah, this is childhood band, man.
Hell yeah. Can we talk?
He's got good taste.
Yeah, can we talk about Dave real quick, man? We wish him a speedy recovery, dude.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
Fuck, man. It broke my heart when I heard it. I was like, oh, no.
That's crazy.
You said the chances were.
Yeah, prognosis is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Still, it's cancer. It's scary.
But yeah, it doesn't change the fact that it's still scary.
I wonder how it's going to be. You said it was throat, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to be able to sing after this.
So they said that they're taking a bunch of tour dates off, but he said, we will be back. So
cool.
Fucking hopefully, awesome. Hopefully it's just in a spot that's maybe not like on his vocal cords or something. But
shit, fuck it. Bring people in to sing. Who gives a fuck?
Hell yeah, man.
I was thinking that.
Yep. But Dave being Dave, he's been through worse. You know what I mean? That guy's a fucking fighter, man.
Yeah, shit. Was it carpal tunnel? What was the...
Yeah, he had that carpal tunnel, the surgery and shit, came back. I thought he was done after that.
Yeah, he said he had to reteach himself.
Especially singing, or not singing, but playing fucking Megadeth riffs. God damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the fact that that dude can sing over like some of those riffs he plays,
right?
Give him, maybe you don't like his vocals or not, but that dude's fucking talented as a motherfucker.
Sleep. He's like knocked
dude.
Out.
Tell me about it.
That's awesome, man. Well, I did two so far. What do you guys got?
Dope. No dope. Regrets. I know. I'm probably like the only guy here that likes that type of
you're the,
stuff.
You're the dope guy, man.
But Static X.
Cult what is
Static?
That?
That one?
Cult of Static.
Cult of Static was...
I don't even know if I ever heard of that one.
Hey, to go back, so since it's interesting that you bring
That dope album had Zach Wilde on it.
Did it really?
Did it really?
Yeah.
Huh. What? That's interesting.
I had no fucking idea.
Zach's out and about with all sorts of people all the time, man.
That's crazy.
So are we just assuming that this is Edsel Dope with Static X then?
I would say so.
Somebody, yeah. I just read something where they think everyone's assuming that it is, so fucking Ivan called it.
Yeah,
I would
he
say
did.
So. They were all tight. They were tight. And then like
he's got that sound.
The vocals, and he plays guitar like in some parts of Dope. I don't remember. I think he may have filled in the whole guitar at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's probably the one writing the tunes, right? You would assume.
Could be. I'm not crazy into Dope. I just like their songs. Like I don't know. No.
Yeah, you've been the guy. While we're talking about that though, I did pull up yesterday. Someone posted Blood for Days on YouTube. One of their first performances with them, and I mean, it fucking sounds like Wayne. It's horrifying. Blood for Days.
Okay.
Yeah. It's absolutely horrifying because it's so legit.
Is it a video?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you can't
no
see though.
He's got a Wayne always had like a pretty crazy fucking pretty crazy vocal style. Like he had real control over what he was doing. I always admired him.
There was always some parts that I was watching that he looked like he was going to pass out because he'd be like
yep.
And then he'll stop. He goes
just shit his pants.
Yeah. You know, it
like,
really
he just came. He's like, "Oh,
we were supposed to cover that, but publicist kind of left us hanging high and dry." But anyways,
not like we hold grudges or anything.
No, exactly.
What's that fucking name again?
If you want to submit $5 to the Patreon, well, no. It sucks because we were holding out on going to the show at the Forge in Joliet, but it fucking sold out.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna keep an eye out. Hopefully, we can find some tickets that aren't gonna rape you because it's Devil Driver, Static X, and one other good band. I forgot who it was, but it's gonna be a tasty show. But yeah, this I wanted to play that for you guys. I knew especially you would fucking jump right on that.
I think that mask is kind of cool too.
Dude, that mask is awesome.
Yep.
It's so cool.
You're paying a tribute to a fallen friend, man. You know, it's...
And I think it's awesome that they're not saying, yeah, this is who's doing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because
it'll
not
ruin
about
it.
That person.
Right.
It's not about that person at all.
Tony seems to be the guy who's been handling all that, and he's been handling all the hate perfectly. Tony's fucking sweet, though.
Like, people don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the behind the curtain, you know, and maybe he wishes they could have talked more
right
before whatever happened happened, but just let it play out, man.
Yeah, exactly. Things go.
If people want to see it, they'll fucking see it.
Yep.
It certainly seems like people want to see it.
Yep. Yeah. There's a ton of dates sold out, and they added on a shit ton more dates, which are coming back to Chicago in December at House of Blues. So if we get screwed, we'll have to do it. But yeah, speaking of that, which is why we're doing the 2009 album, so because now we know what's going on here.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Crack the Sky.
Yep. That was
that's
next.
The next one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking crazy album.
Dude. Oblivion is like probably like one of the most perfect songs.
Is this the one where Bron really stepped out and really sang front and center? Did he do he probably always did a little bit of vocals here and there, but probably
nothing
main, right?
No,
I think he
main.
Did like maybe backups and something. Maybe.
He did back like in Colony of Birchman.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Like,
probably
not stepping out
nope.
to the front like that, dude. And it's amazing, dude. He's got a voice, man.
He does,
and he's still doing those fucking sick drums that he does. Uh huh. They do sick.
Yep.
Yeah, I know we give him a lot of shit for the band like playing live and stuff, but that shit's hard to play and sing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Again, shout out to Dave how he can pull it off.
Like all the days that they fucking play too, that takes its toll.
Yep.
Yeah,
I get it.
Nope,
but
I don't know, man. It's cool. They had
seven songs. Fucking was it like an hour and something?
Mm-hmm.
Some crazy shit.
But the whole
this one was probably my number one of the year. It's really close. It's really close.
That's good, man. Well, that's all we jammed back in the day, man.
Yeah, that is true.
We had it so good back then, we just didn't even know.
No, and we didn't even talk about it. Mm. We were listening to it, and I didn't even talk to you guys about it. Like, hey, you should check out this new SI. You should go fuck yourself.
Again, it was them stepping out and just trying new shit. They got that keyboard together, and man, it's a world of difference even just from Blood Mountain.
And
Blood Mountain was such a difference between fucking Leviathan.
It was like a huge fucking evolution.
It's hard to go back and listen to the early stuff just because of how much the vocals have improved, because it's all just great fucking music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I didn't say I wouldn't cut each other off. Like, it's coming into like the next whatever.
Yeah, then one person takes over the next. Yeah, that is pretty cool.
It's sweet as fuck. I love it.
Yeah, they definitely have an evolved sound, but I just can't get past Remission and Leviathan. Like, they're just up here. You know what I mean?
I feel that way musically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leviathan was hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was tasty.
What's your favorite song off of Leviathan? Or what's one that stands out?
Sea Beast.
Yes. Huh?
Yeah. I don't know. This, for some reason, is always. That is another one of those Journey albums we talk about. Not fucking Steve Perry Journey, but like one of those
Steve Perry.
Yeah, one of those bands that just take you on a journey from front to back. Also, Crack the Sky does this too, because with the last track, how it kind of solves everything out too, man. Shout out to Dark Matter Coffee in Chicago. They did a Crack the Sky coffee, and they had donated a bunch of money to the cause that Bronze with, because obviously that was written about the sister that had passed away. Mm-hmm. So they donated a ton of the money from the proceeds from that.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. I thought that was interesting.
I still see like shit pop up on YouTube, like the making of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Did that just pop up on YouTube? Because I swear it's like they re-released it or something.
Did they re-release it?
Because it's at the top of the list now.
Probably 10 years.
It's probably the CD that came. You know how they used to do the double CDs? You'd have the like documentary of the shit.
Right.
Well, I think it's all that shit again.
Okay.
They're just re-releasing. Because I saw it, I was like,
That, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of odd that this is popping up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year my daughter was born, too.
Really?
Damn.
You had a daughter? Because I wasn't around for this when she was born. I only know her now. I'm really happy for you, man. Congrats. That's cool, man.
I'd say Blood and Thunder is my favorite from that.
I like...
so good.
What's the instrumental one that's like 13 minutes long? Is it The Heart of It All? No, that's Chimera. My bad.
Which is coming out soon.
Off of Crack the Sky?
Yeah. No, not Crack the Sky. Leviathan.
Oh, shit. Calling me out on it.
I think it's got...
Joseph Merrick?
It's the one before that.
Hearts Alive?
There you go.
It
does have some with hearts.
I'm going to sneeze.
Hearts and farts.
Who did guest vocals on Blood and Thunder, gentlemen?
Neil Fallon.
Boop! So delicious in a clown suit.
He's got some heavy vocals, man. Not gonna lie,
dude, man. I'm telling you, one like for my birthday, we're just gonna do like a 6-hour episode of all stuff Animal wants to talk about.
I totally thought you were gonna say we're gonna just play clowns. I was like,
we could do that too.
She will kill you,
right? No, I was gonna say we're just gonna talk about like a bunch of mediocre '90s movies and Clutch and Guar for like a whole fucking day, and it's awesome.
I can keep up with you on the fucking the random movies, man. But some of that shit, I don't know.
Speaking of that, Guar, Lust in Space came out in 2009.
I didn't check this one. The year before was Beyond Hell.
Beyond Hell.
That's the one I did have.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Lust in Space came out.
Lust in Space was good.
Is it just as heavy?
Yeah, it was really heavy, and they created a new character called Zog, which was sent to destroy Guar, but he wouldn't let him do it, and they would just fight each other on stage and stuff. I don't know if I told you guys this, but I went to see Guar in 2009 amongst the thousands of times I've seen them for this tour, and it was really cool because it was called like the Where is Zog tour, and they just was on stage the whole time, and Odorous would mess with him when he wanted to, but for most of the time, he would forget he's there.
All right, do you remember when we all went to see Guar? It was all of us, right?
Yeah.
It was definitely you. Yeah. Me and Ivan got there fucking like 8 hours.
We were watching them set up. Dude, it was awesome.
We're like, we got to get there early, man.
Yeah. There's going to be a line. Nobody showed up for like 5 hours. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, that was the...
Do you want to go get McDonald's and I'll sit here? It's up to you, man.
This
is fucking stupid.
December 6th for the Beyond Hell Tour, 2007 or 2008.
God, it was so cold.
It was fucking cold.
And then
we got soaked.
Chicago, mm-hmm. Drenched and wet.
Yeah. Remember we ran into a celebrity that night. Do you guys remember that?
Apparently not.
Guys, I guess you don't. We ran into Tina Fey after the Guar show.
Did you run
into all did. Because we were running down whatever fucking street that is by the Chicago Theater. And they were out there because their Playbill show had just ended. And she was out there. And we were like, hey, it's Tina Fey. You remember that? She's like, oh, my God, what happened to those guys? They're covered in fucking...
I think I was too fucking cold to know what was going on.
Probably, dude, because I do not remember that at all.
I don't remember either.
Jake fell asleep on the train. He had all the shit like on him.
Like purple and shit.
Yeah. Jake was resting his...
One of the nicest showers I've ever taken.
Dude,
it felt so goddamn good.
Jake had his lurky ass up against the window, and we didn't know if he was sleeping. He was just like this.
Is he dead? He might be dead.
I don't, you know what, in as much of a stickler I am for memory, I don't remember who opened that show. I want to say Soylent Green, maybe.
I don't remember anything besides...
Soylent Green was good.
Which one was the head of a dozen Furies on it? Was that the Sepultura one?
Yep, that was Sepultura.
And we're like, if these guys fucking spit on us, I'm going to go up
there. I thought Ivan was going to flip shit.
I was so mad, dude. I was waiting to get loogie.
When you play simple open fucking chords, don't be spitting on me. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they were just spitting up in the air. Who does that? I'm fucking real.
Bullshit.
Where are they at now?
Bullshit.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. At your local fucking Ace.
Glad they won. Glad they won Battle for Ozfest.
Yeah. Whatever.
Just to, before we get past gore, I remember just being in like the front row and the odors had that fucking like cock
spraying thing. The cuttlefish. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, I bet if I open my mouth, he'll shoot it right at my face. Sure enough. Right in my fucking mouth.
Was that your first gore show?
My first and only gore show, yeah.
Well, what about you, Ivan? Was that your first?
It was.
Yeah?
I want to say it was, yeah.
Probably mine too. Well, no, maybe. Maybe somewhere around there. I don't know. Going to talk about the obligatory stuff that you guys don't care about, but I want to say
it. All right, fit it in now.
I'm going to do it. That's what she said.
I lost my spot.
This is an interesting year for me, and I honest to God think it's because I stopped hanging around you guys, where I wasn't so much into the heavy metal anymore. I got into the more disgusting kind of shit, which is interesting because we all kind of played in a band that was very heavy metal based, but still kind of fucked around a lot. Like, I remember especially like with Ivan back in one of the old practice places, we would kind of thrash out a little bit. Impending Doom, The Serpent Servant, amazing. Goat Whore, Carving Out the Eyes of God, was an amazing album. I know don't write these down. You're not writing these down. nope. I wish Red was here to talk about,
mental note.
Right? Divine Heresy, Bringer of Plagues.
Oh, dude, that's when the second one came out?
Yeah, it was the second one.
That one's tight.
You like that one?
That's a good one.
Yeah, you guys like that one a lot? It was Tommy or Bust for me at that point, though.
That guy's an awesome voice.
He has a good voice. He reminded me of the guy from, what was that other band that we played with that we really, really liked back in the day? They were the kind of death metal-y band. Always wore black in the gauntlets.
Who? Oh, man.
We played with them.
When you put it that way.
And Hammond.
Oh.
Are you talking about Country's
band? Country's band. Yeah. Hey, what were they called?
Eben Mortis.
Yeah. That singer reminded me of Country. Just the way we looked at him.
Dude, no, yeah. I was like, is that Country? That ain't Country.
Shout out to Country. I wonder what he's up to.
No idea, man.
That's a good question.
They were from around here, right?
Yeah.
No, shout out to Eben Mortis if anybody ever checks
heard them
out
on Pandora once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Unless somebody stole their name.
They were, weren't they like on
I
the...
I know, they got recorded by someone.
Oh, from fucking, from Gwar.
Yes.
Flatus.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's full circle, man.
Crazy,
man. Full circle. Holy shit.
What were we talking about? Shit
I liked. So I'm going to slow this down a little bit more.
I feel like I had something to inject in there, but...
Probably some fucking opinion of yours. I don't know. Seriously, though, Municipal Waste, Massive Aggressive?
Never heard of them.
I've never heard of them.
I lost Gwar in this list.
Did you?
I lost my spot. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you're good, man. I'm going to keep talking anyway. Municipal Waste, I really dig them because they have that like punky kind of vibe with like a hardcore thrashiness to it. I don't know. I enjoy them. They're one of those fun bands for me.
Okay.
So, mental note. E-Tid, Every Time I Die, New Junk Aesthetic was a fucking killer album.
What's the hit off that one?
Couldn't tell you. No, yeah. I don't think so. They didn't really start getting...
Because I wonder... I probably heard something probably after this album. Then.
You did.
Because I know Wanderlust and Werewolf.
Yep. They hit that rockabilly trend, and then it became like a big thing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, have you ever heard of E-Tid? I haven't talked to you in like 10 years. How you doing, JD?
Oh, that's why I couldn't find Gwar. You skipped a bunch of stuff.
Oh, well, I'm all over the place. Well, I was going in order, though.
No, you skipped some stuff.
What did I skip?
You skipped Hatebreed?
I was told to leave that off the list, basically.
Oh, really?
I didn't say to leave it off the list.
They come out, they had two albums.
They had two albums that year.
That was a double one?
No, it was a cover album.
Right? Okay, I got it. Yeah, Lion one, and then...
What else you got?
And they're... Is this self-titled? Hatebreed?
Yep. Like I said, nothing else got there.
I'll bring this one up later.
Good. Okay. Shadows Fall, Retribution.
Never listened to that one.
You guys never listened to that one? Do you remember this?
Isn't that the turning point where everybody kind of started... You know,
shitting
like,
on them?
Yeah.
That Still I Rise song was a UFC theme.
Wasn't
it? Mm-hmm. Got a lot of radio play back when radio was a thing.
The only one I had was...
I love the first two.
War Within?
War Within.
That's the second one, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I got a burned copy of the Art of Balance.
Yeah, Art of Balance is still delicious. Yeah,
it's good shit.
Here's a random curveball I'm going to throw at you guys. 3 Days Grace, Life Starts Now. A ton of fucking hits off. Hey!
Is that with the original dude?
The original dude, yep. Okay. That's why I wanted to talk it, because I know you and I have talked about that guy's voice being really
great,
good.
Man.
He is, and there's a ton of fucking hits on it.
I'm trying to catch up with you in this list.
Well, right now I'm just going through the bullshit that you guys don't want to talk about. Baroness, Blue Record, that was a good one. I see.
Checked out Baroness.
I would be very interested. I'm going to give you a couple to check out because I'm very curious. You're either going to really be like, yeah. Or, oh, yeah, all right. You know.
Sworn Enemy.
Sworn Enemy? I didn't. That wasn't even on my list.
We saw them at one of the House of Blue shows.
I didn't. What'd you say?
It was a few days before Goat Whore.
Was it? Here we go. And I don't, you know, it's going to be what it is. But I have a top three of 2009, and it's not going to be on any of your guys' list. I'll do my list, and then we can talk about our mutual agreements. Prenuptial agreements. Of the ones that we know and come about. But I'm going to tell you right now, the top three albums for Animal 2009, sub JD, sub Red, sub Ivan in my life. Suicide Silence, No Time to Bleed. You cannot dispute that album in the deathcore community. I still fucking bump that shit.
I never gave him a chance.
Me neither. I always get pissed off because I was in the wrong stage, like in the crowd at Mayhem.
Yep.
I was like, who's going on next? Like Suicide Silence. I'm like, fuck! I got my way all the way up here for nothing.
Nope. I gotta go over
there. Yeah. By the time I got to that second stage, I was right off on the side. Mm-hmm. Five Finger was already playing because that's like when that around the time. It must have been
the first
08.
Album?
Yeah, must have been around 08 because I was like, man, I wanted to see because I knew Machine Head was playing there too. I was like, God damn it,
I'm in the wrong spot.
I knew by the look of everybody around me. I was like, this doesn't feel right, man.
You're like, sir, I'd like to get out now.
Oh, so mad.
Oceano Depths. Oceano, I love Oceano. I love Adam. Don't know him super well, but have run into him enough through mutual friends. Amazing fucking album.
I see that. I saw they were on the list.
Yeah,
I've listened to them a couple times, but
it's not enough for me.
It's a different style, you know.
Cool.
All the cool kids are doing
breakdowns. Okay, I got it.
Oh, it's so much more.
They were on a Devil Driver tour with Periphery and Veil of Maya and something else, and I was like, oh, Amir.
Oh, the Pray for Villains tour, right?
Yeah. It was that year. I don't know if that's what it was called. It was like Thrash and Burn or some shit. I was like, more like Crash and Burn. Jesus Christ. I was like, I couldn't wait for the fucking Devil Driver. I was like, ugh.
Speaking of Devil Driver.
But Amir was like the fucking, they had them cranked, dude. If they would have put fucking Devil Driver on the same way, dude, it would have been over with.
Amir, shout out to, I love Amir. I love him so much. I don't care. They're the new age E-Town Concrete, but that's all right. And the last one I'm going to mention out here is Despised Icons' Day of Mourning. Those are, if anybody out there even cares about
this
stuff.
I've seen them. Maybe they were part of that show.
Probably. It was around that time. Ugh. That was a year of deathcore for me. That's what fucking threw me in. I'm sorry.
I got a couple that you guys probably don't.
Let's hear it.
We got Scar Symmetry.
Was that Joey's band?
No, you're thinking of Scar the Martyr.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay.
Scar Symmetry's got one I know of.
Shit.
There's a cloud of shit
to
coming.
Be continued. Threat Signal.
Oh, is it?
I remember Threat
one?
Signal.
Is it Vigilance, the Under Reprisal?
I gotta find it on.
I think so.
Vigilance.
Sibilance. What was the other one then? Doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. That's a good album though. It's fucking sweet.
All right, JD. What's upcoming next that I didn't want to say and take away your thunder?
Well, there's two that come to mind. I don't know which one was coming up next, but I'm gonna start with the comeback one. I'm gonna go with Alice in Chains.
Okay.
I know that's on there somewhere. Mm.
Yeah.
What a good album that was.
Yeah, dude. Like we talked about before, that as far as the Vol era goes, that's probably the most solid.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. It had a nice dark feel.
The best balance of everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was good, man. It was tasty.
God damn, was that a good show.
Back on Q101, back when it used to be Q101, I don't care what the fuck you call it, it's not Q101 these days, but when that opening riff, they're like, here's a new Alice, and she's like, ooh.
That bend?
Yeah. And that's all it is a bend. That's all it is.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
God,
Jay-Z's nice.
Even the acoustic songs on those that album is awesome.
It's good, man.
A lot of good shit.
Say what I want you to say now.
Chimera?
Yep.
The Infection?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. It's a good album.
All right, you started off. Tell me what you got.
That it kind of what the very very first it was the Venom Inside was a track opener,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That fucking just like you remember those old school commercials, the RCA commercials with the old man sitting in the chair and the things blowing next to him.
Weren't you just talking about that?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, we were talking about the Stay Tuned, like in the version. You remember that John Ritter movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking blows the head off. That's listening to this album.
That's how I feel with that first track, man.
Dude, what? Oh man, that's. Ooh.
Yeah. It's nasty.
God, that's good shit.
Yeah.
Then goes into Frozen. Frozen. No, I'm fucking up the words too. Frozen in Time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, God, dude, because even fucking, it's not a thrash fucking album in any sense of the word.
No.
It's just straight groove. Just,
yep.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It all connects. You're gonna have your fast stuff. You're gonna have your nasty stuff. I think Mark stepped out of the box with the vocals on this one big time, and I also think that just the overall tone was so much more darker than Resurrection was. But it was the perfect continuity of Resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was like a sequel.
Yeah,
but
well, Resurrection was more had its thrashy moments. This this is a different direction.
Yep.
Had him. Is it Impending Doom on this track or this song or a CD?
The CD, yes.
Yeah, I think that was like fucking Mark Hunter's like favorite track.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, career wise or off the album?
Definitely off the album, but yeah. I don't know about career wise.
I'll talk to him. Call him up. This guy's
Twitter
number.
Him. What's up?
We got God forbid the number still somewhere. Give us our camera back. I saw them on this tour. They were opening for Killswitch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Killswitch had an album out that year too.
I didn't want to say anything. See, I avoided the triggers.
I remember that.
Trigger warnings.
That's one even Red didn't.
I got a trigger one. I don't give a shit because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Killswitch.
No.
You don't like that one?
It like because Howard was recorded separate.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a whole different sound to it, and it doesn't sound Killswitch to me.
It's the trend kill effect.
The only song I really know off of that one is, God, what's the name of it? The Returned or something. I want to say it's like the ninth track on that album. It's really fucking, it's pretty heavy. It's got like a, almost like a shuffle kind of like riff.
I get you.
Forgotten? No, maybe it's the Forgotten. Yeah, I think so.
You could tell it was near the end. Hojo was kind of all over the place.
I didn't really check that much out from Arms of Sorrow either, though. Is that the
name
of that one?
No, it was.
I just know the hits off that one.
Was it Daylight Dies?
There you go. That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah. Shout out to Guitar Hero 3.
Save Me?
Huh?
Is there one on there that's called Forgotten?
The Forgotten.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hmm.
I thought I heard you say something about number 9.
I did.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it came.
I was tweaking. I was like, wait.
When I was listening to it on shuffle, something 9 came up, like 9 out of 12. I might have had it on shuffle, though.
What a difference 10 years makes. Third. 10 years make, you know.
God damn.
You know.
Ain't it though?
Shout out to Hojo.
Can't wait till that new album comes out.
What Killswitch? Couple days, right? Like 3 days now or something. 3 days.
Tomorrow's grace? Like, isn't tomorrow like when one of the singles is coming?
I thought one was already out. I haven't listened
Somebody,
to that though.
They were playing it on Sirius.
Were they?
I don't know if it. I don't know.
Do you have Sirius still?
I don't have Sirius at all.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I used to only have it just for the fucking Howard Stern show.
Yeah, Private Parts was on the other day. I was watching it.
Ooh, love that movie.
It's such a good movie. I'm pretty sure Killswitch
didn't come out in 2009, but it's still a fucking awesome movie.
It is. We talked about this before, inevitable break. Fucking bullshit. Killswitch announced a mini off-date tour with Clutch and Cro-Mags. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Coming only to Fort Wayne. Fuck.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't care if nobody likes this band.
But
I do, so fuck off.
Hmm.
Five Finger Death Punch, War is the Answer.
That was a good album for the
album
time.
Was hard.
It was hard. It was good. Those first two Five Fingers, you can't dispute those two for what they were.
There's one on there that's unforgivable.
The one that sounds like
that's the title track.
Yeah. I forget. Yeah. I was like, dude, you just use this in the other
remake, but
Step Up to Me, Step Up to Me. Yeah. You know, everybody's going to fucking talk shit on them.
I
whatever.
Liked, Falling in Hate's cool on that one. God, what's the other one? Ugh. My Own Hell. I like that song.
They used that in a movie or something, didn't they?
And it's a badass cover of Bad Company.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
You didn't like that cover?
I didn't like it. I can't. No? It was so... Let's just put it this way. Growing up on Bad Company, having that grain, I was like, nope, don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's like Stairway to Heaven.
For I liked it.
I know. That's good. What else we got? Death Clock. Death Album 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was cool. I miss fucking Metalocalypse. Do you guys watch the whole thing
I
up till
like
they
fell
died?
Off of it after a while.
Did you?
I definitely didn't see the last season. I think I got them in my DVDs over here. Fucking season 4, I think.
Okay.
It was because one of the seasons they had like fucking 20-minute episodes.
They did.
Then they went back to like 11. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
So it's an unspoken thing in the Adult Swim community where everybody wants them to bring it back, but Brandon is too busy doing his new thing. And
what is he doing?
He's doing a thing called something galactic something.
Galacticon. What the fuck is that?
It's like the symphonic rock opera type deal, something very Brendan Smalley, which is probably brilliant in its own way, but I've never checked it. But I do know, and I don't know if you guys know this, if you want to talk to Brendan Small, you have to have 100,000 views on your website per month.
That's not happening.
That's not happening.
I guess we're not talking to Brendan Small.
No. Hey, Brendan. So there's this huge thing, especially like online. It's basically like a meme in the Adult Swim community where everybody wants them to bring back Metalocalypse, and Adult Swim will fuck with everybody because they know it's never going to happen. So last year there was a couple of bumps. Like I would be watching like Family Guy or something, and it'd be like, stay tuned next week. We're going to have a hotline for you to fax in your requests to bring back Metalocalypse. And you know it's not going to happen, but you want to see what happens. They built this shit up, became trending on Twitter. When they finally released the fax number, they then aired it, and it was a fax machine right over a garbage can. So they would show up between commercials of people's faxes going right into a garbage can. Man. It's brilliant.
I didn't know it was as popular as it was. But would you want them to bring it back even if it sucks?
Yes.
Or would you let it just die?
Because the way, and I'm not going to talk about it since you didn't see it, but the way it ended left it open.
Of course it does.
You know, but just like King of the Hill.
Hey, if there's one thing you can see, man, you don't have to rush back to it. You can take your fucking a couple years off. I mean, Game of Thrones took that year off, and they, from what I hear, you probably should have took more. But that's neither here nor there. Just fucking do it when you're fucking ready, dude. I don't give a shit.
Yep, do it when you're ready. Because it's still
going to
make...
There's so many shows on TV. I got time.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll still make the money no matter what.
Yeah.
But King of the Hill, they've been talking about coming back, and like Mike Judge is very serious about this. They're going to come back now with the amount of time that's been gone. So they stopped in like 2011, 2012. They're going to come back now in 2019 and be what it's like now. Like,
oh, Jesus.
Hank and Peggy are older. Luann is obviously...
All the shit you could do nowadays, yeah. I'm curious to see what Hank Hill has to say.
Me too. Seriously, I would love to get Hank's opinion. Hank, you know Hank is a staunch fucking right-wing Republican, but I don't think he's on the extreme side of the right. He's on the old school Reagan years, obviously.
You know what's funny?
Dude, I swear to God, if they make him an SJW...
No, he's gonna be the anti SJW. He's gonna have a neighbor move into him that's gonna be the
SJW.
Oh
my god. Think
of the hippie fucking from F is for Family, the neighbor that's always doing the drugs and shit. It's gonna be a guy like that.
Dude.
If you're not doing that, Mike Judge, I'll let you have that idea, but I expect to be, you know, credited.
I'll tell you right now. Hank is going to be one of those guys that he won't be a Trump supporter, but he's going to still have voted Republican, and he's going to be regretful.
You think they just won't say the name?
I don't know.
Or they'll make up a
Why
name?
Why would he be regretful, though? For ratings?
No, just because knowing Hank and how he feels, there's some things where he'd be like, that jackass. Like, because he's so old school, whereas Trump
I see what you mean.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
After you said that.
I get it.
Yeah. But he'd still be supportive of it, and it's still his leader. It's his... president, you know
it'd
what
be,
I mean?
Be another, oh God!
Yeah, exactly. What is he doing now? It's all toilet sounds. How could you go to Camp David after shooting down a drone? You know what I mean? Like something like that is going to happen. I'm telling you, it's some fucked up shit. What else you got there on the list, there, Ivan?
God forbid, since you brought them up a second
ago.
God forbid,
yeah.
And one of my all-time favorite bands in the world, Mudvayne.
That's right. That was
that
last
one.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Well, I put Oceano on there last, but yeah, that was the last album of 2009.
Didn't Pray for Villains come in this year?
Was it? I thought it was 2008.
It might be. I remember listening to it in Red's car, probably around the same time Alice in Chains. And
Boom. That was one of them that I wanted to put, was going to mention.
That's my favorite Devil Driver.
Is it really? Wow. That was a turning point for Devil Driver because I feel they kind of went on their own style after that. They broke that mold. You know, the first album was kind of more along that 2004 new metal-y, but still they had that competitive, heavier edge. Then went to the last, it wasn't The Last Kind Words. It was Fury of Our Maker's Hand, which completely was like, whoop, going like the death metal route here, brah.
Yeah, that's true.
Delicious. That was another band I even got me into.
Dude, they were like pumping out fucking albums, man.
For a while there, it seemed like.
Yeah, because you got Devil Driver, Fury of Our Maker's Hands, Last Kind Words, Pray for Villains, Beast, Winter Kills, Trust No One, and Outlaws Till the End.
I forgot all about Trust No One.
Yep.
That's the one with the wolf on the front?
Yep.
Hmm.
I don't know. You know, I still look at Dez as the Cold Chamber guy, and I still, like, I look at Max as the Sepultura guy, even though they've been in these bands for almost double the time that I remembered them from. I dig Devil Driver, but I'm more of a Cold Chamber guy. That's just me. I think that's just really? what I grew up on. And
you were a Korn dude.
I was a Korn dude.
Baby Korn.
All right, news.
You jumping in?
Ready for some news?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Balloon Boy. Did you guys hear about that?
Nope.
You remember that? When that kid said that his brother flew away in the balloon, remember it was all over the news? They couldn't find him anywhere. They thought he went up into the stratosphere, and then that kid ended up just being in his fucking attic.
No.
Do you remember Balloon Boy?
No, I don't remember Balloon
Boy.
Oh,
God, that happened in 2009. Michael Jackson died, guys.
In 2009?
2009.
Holy shit.
Yep. He was 50. I was seeing...
From Gary, Indiana,
right down the street. They stopped. I was seeing Transformers 2. They fucking stopped the movie to make an official announcement that he died.
Like, press play, goddamn.
I know. I was like,
fuck,
who cares?
You tell me in the after credits.
Yeah. Seriously. We were in the middle of the movie and they fucking stopped. We just wanted to make an announcement. This is not a joke. Michael Jackson died. And this is back when it was still Carasotti's show place. That's probably why.
Oh.
But 50 years old, he died. So we didn't talk about this. But
the movie's still okay, right? Well, then fucking play it.
The Hudson River plane crash. You guys remember that?
Nope.
Jesus Christ. Do you remember that? Yeah.
I remember hearing about it.
Pilot was they were landing in New York and the Hudson, they had to land in the Hudson River because a bunch of birds like ended up like getting in the engines and stuff. And
I vaguely remember something like
that. The guy was like labeled a hero.
I was
like
becoming a dad, so
Alfred Hitchcock.
Congratulations, you became a dad. Congrats. Steelers won over the Cardinals for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember that. I was so mad. I'm like, fucking Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Piece of shit.
Speaking of being angry, the Yankees won over the Phillies that year too.
Ugh.
Fucking Yankees. Microsoft 7 came out. If you guys are into that.
It helped.
7 sucked.
Right? Yeah, it did.
Oh, no. Vista sucked.
Yeah.
And then was 7 after Vista?
Hasta la Vista. Hasta 7.
when the new Windows came out, they should have said Hasta la Vista.
Yeah. Okay, so Vista was the one that
missed opportunity. Yeah.
The unemployment rate dropped to 9%, which is the lowest it's been.
Up to that point?
Up to that point. But it quickly rose back up. And it was the worst recession this country's ever had, too. So what can you say?
I forgot about the recession.
Yeah, man.
That was 2008. We're not talking about 2008.
It was in 2009, too.
I'm sure it carried over.
Yeah. New Mexico abolished the death penalty.
They need to bring that shit back.
I agree. Eye for an eye, man.
Yeah.
It was the 15th state to do so.
What else is next?
I was going to go over movies next. Those were...
That was the top headlines?
The top 8 headlines of 2009.
Oh, did you Google them?
Yeah. Yeah. I got them from a couple...
Glad we got that out of the way.
I went to a couple different news outlets because I didn't want it to be like one-sided.
We summed up that whole year in fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't really miss much that year.
Mm-mm. Balloon Boy.
Balloon Boy. What was the highest grossing movie of 2009, gentlemen?
I don't know when Avatar came out. Is it?
Yeah, it was Avatar.
I never seen it.
It was Avatar.
You never seen Avatar?
Mm-mm.
That movie's awesome.
It's crazy. They had blue dicks.
Yeah, blue dicks.
Big blue
dicks. They had sex with their hair.
For real. Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man. That guy was
in it.
Can
you imagine if you didn't know? One of the guys just come up to him and say, hey, hold out your hair. Hold out my hair. Oh, what are you doing?
Don't do that. See, that's why I wasn't allowed on the ride at Disney. They have a ride like that where you pair up with one of your creatures. But I'm joking because we didn't just go on it to go on it. But I do want to go on it, though. Zombieland.
Oh, my God. 10 years.
2009. Next one coming out in October, gentlemen.
Man, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Fucking definitely worth the shout out just for the Bill Murray fucking part.
Yeah, that shit.
I think that's where Bill Murray started to kind of come back into culture.
He had probably a couple of those like more artsy fucking films before, but that's where
When did The Angels come out?
The Angels.
It had to have been before that, right? The Charlie's Angels shit.
Full Throttle?
Whatever.
Yeah, that was like early 2000s.
Was it?
Yeah.
No. That's probably that was probably the fall of his career.
Yeah, right?
I hate Jesse Eisenberg though.
He's a dick, man. Much to Ellen's more disdain, The Watchmen was released that year.
I've seen it once. I don't remember much about it.
You only seen it once? Mm-hmm. Dude, man.
I remember a dick. A blue dick. Awesome.
Yep.
Is this a year of blue dicks?
Dude. Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. I told Sam because I was telling about Rorschach. Like, yeah. She asked who was my favorite DC character. And I was like, it's probably Rorschach.
Really? So, yeah. That's interesting.
I like him.
He's very underrated.
Cool. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Let's watch that movie. And then when he's starting to come together, because, you know, he's in that chamber. And then, you know, what they call him? Manhattan, Dr. Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
And then when he started forming back together, I was like, oh, wait a minute. No.
It's a giant blue dick.
We can't watch this.
HBO is putting out a series this year based on The Watchmen.
Really?
And there's a trailer out. It looks really cool, but not enough to subscribe to HBO again because I fell through that for Game of Thrones. Unless there's titties.
Got your titties, right? HBO.
No, Watchmen was good, man. The ending was really fucked from what the story was. But
the original?
Yeah.
Is this the year where they fucking did that remake of Friday the 13th with the dude that plays Rorschach? Jackie Earl Haley? Or is that 2010?
You're talking about Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it that year or the next year?
Friday the 13th came out that year.
Did I say Friday the 13th? That meant fucking, the other one.
Yeah, the other one was not 2009, but Friday the 13th is on there, which I'll scratch out now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
When they did that fucking remake?
Mm-hmm, 2009. Yeah. And I liked it. I fucking liked it.
It's pretty brutal, but who gives a shit, right?
He hung a motherfucker upside down in a sleeping bag over an open campfire. That's crazy shit. See, that's the thing with these remakes is that they're not necessary, but you're going to have fun with them because you're going into it just looking to have fun. The Evil Dead remake was fucking awesome.
It is brutal. I remember it being real brutal.
Real fucking brutal.
We'll have to have like a breakdown of the remake of Friday the 13th versus the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, and it's a movie night too. Yes, we can all get together. Yeah. Yes. Let's do it. That's exciting. We can do our pizza tasting contest.
There you go.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. We'll get all that shit.
Oh, I like that movie. Sorry.
Go ahead. What do you like?
The Road.
The Road.
Is that the one with the dude from Lord of the Rings?
Yes. Yeah.
I never seen it. I always wanted
to. Yeah, it was like
him and his son.
Like a post-apocalyptic thing. I think Charlize Theron was in that movie. She was the mom, and she gave birth.
Uh-huh.
She went outside naked, walked away, never came back.
It's McCarthy.
But it's a good movie, dude.
The Road?
Yes. Watch that movie. It is a good movie. It's based off a book.
Okay. You lost me.
Nine? The movie Nine?
I remember Nine.
Love that movie.
I thought it was cute.
Another awesome movie that's in that line. It's Coraline.
Coraline was sweet.
I've never seen all of it. I've always seen like up to a certain part because Zach doesn't want
to
watch
it. Tim, shout out to Tim. Fucking let Sam borrow the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how old she was. 4 or 5 years old. We woke up the next morning, put it in. We watched that movie over and over again the entire day, and I had no regrets.
Yeah, that's a sweet movie, man. It's kind of morbid, but it works for kids. They did a Treehouse of Horror episode where it was Coraline based, and it looked fucking awesome. You guys need to look that up if you haven't seen it. Because I know nobody respectfully watches The Simpsons after season 9, but you have to watch this
one. I watched one of the newer episodes on Hulu.
It's terrible,
just to
wasn't
see
it?
Was like, there was something that made me chuckle, but I was like, this doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right, man. Just take Simpsons me back to the Conan
humor,
era.
Simpsons humor doesn't fit in now.
I think I think they got good writers, but it's hard to...
I mean,
it feels forced with that show.
Because now they're competing with Family Guy, South Park. It's like the way the shows were, it can't really
got left behind.
Yeah. Yep. You know, to kind of talk about the generation that was raised on South Parks and Family Guys, how is everybody so fucking sensitive about everything? You know what I mean? Like, that shit was fucking brutal, some of that stuff. Those South Parks were 5 years ahead of their time at that point. And now you can't say shit without someone getting
Well, wrong. Actually, those people were, because I was in high school in South Park.
I think there's always a form of it.
But, like, the kids now were, like, not even born yet when that came out.
That's true. That's true. Which is why, never mind.
District 9.
District 9 was good. I like District 9. Fun alien shooting fucking...
I remember the pictures or like the poster or whatever.
With the little sign, the little alien with the circle.
It's like, oh, how adorable. What else?
Oh, yeah, it's a Target.
Yeah.
Inglorious Bastards.
That was a good one.
That's a good one. I like that.
That was a good one.
I'm a sucker for Tarantino films.
I'm a sucker for Brad Pitt, too, I've noticed.
Really?
He's pretty good. He plays some interesting roles. I was just watching Megamind yesterday. Did you guys ever see Megamind?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he was pretty sweet in that movie, too. He's fucking funny. He's like, hey, I'm dead. But then they go back, and he's like got a beard eating a sandwich and shit. Like, he was done.
I forget what his name was in that.
Metro Man.
Metro.
Yeah. Metrocity.
Mm-hmm. There's a big one we haven't mentioned yet.
Hangover?
Yep. That's crazy. For people that didn't hang out for like a good 9-10 years, we've quoted that, but we've never actually like seen it together or in our group. You know what I mean?
Ever watched it?
I don't know if I've ever watched the full movie.
Maybe what? You guys really? Did. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first one was the best one, easily. The second one, I wasn't a fan of.
I went to see the second one with somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who the fuck it was, though.
No. This is kind of meh.
It's like, yeah. It's worked the first time.
For you. We can talk about Dark Knight. We didn't talk about Dark Knight, so we're hanging on Dark Knight. I know, yeah, that's right.
Princess Frog. It came out.
That was Disney's first movie that featured a black princess.
Cyan was Princess Tiana for a Halloween when she was little. Yes.
I was just talking to my friend today where she was saying that because she's black, and she was saying that like that was so cool for her to have a black princess and to show her that that was accepted in mainstream media, but she's like, that only was 10 years ago. Like, she's like, think about our society. That was only 10 years ago. I was like, holy shit. That is crazy. Then she made a comment about...
It's not something that you'd ever think of.
But then again, all those Disney stories were based from certain areas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like Song of the South? That was based in an area?
I don't know.
You don't know what that is?
No.
You need to look that up. It's horrible. It's Disney's dark, horrible history where it was those racist crows.
Oh, I remember the crows.
That's horrible. It's out of print. You could, if you find that on VHS somewhere, they charge like a crazy amount of money for it.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy shit.
Yeah, I know the crows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's all so bad. Like how that shit goes. I have my Little Mermaid still with the dick in the background. I need to really look that up and see if I can sell that for something.
You're probably holding on some cash right there.
Even if it's open, though?
To a certain extent. It's not mint.
It's true. Maybe that dick looks mint. I mean, that thing is glorious. It's like 20 feet tall behind the, you know, the,
nice.
Right?
Nice.
Yeah. Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
That was like a cute that movie. That's awesome. It was cute. I liked it. Hell yeah.
Jake always got me cracking up with the second one. Save myself. Someone just eats the fuck out of him.
Oh my God. When I saw that, I had to show Ivan immediately.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Save myself.
We say that all the time when we're playing video games. Yeah. Dude, the shit we quote.
It's awesome.
That's why we got to start recording that, dude.
Yeah, for real.
We got to get up on that.
Oh! Up. You want to talk about ruining your emotional status in the first 10 minutes of a movie.
Dude, I can't believe that was 2009.
Jesus.
That was rough. The reason why that's so rough is because that's fucking life. That is real life right there.
Was he a balloon salesman?
Yeah, he was a balloon salesman.
The tough times of a balloon salesman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
Oof. Profits don't expand.
Okay. Precious. Okay. The cover for that? Why is there a hand like on her crotch? Grabbed her by the pussy.
Oh my God.
You see it?
I've never seen that poster like that.
No, I haven't. It's just usually like a her. Horror movie. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's why I was looking around. I was like, which one are you
directed
about?
By Jordan Peele. Precious. Speaking of that Us movie is garbage.
I told you.
Jesus
Christ.
I
haven't seen it, but the previews made it look good. Mm-hmm. And after he said what he said, fuck that guy.
What did he say?
I'll never have a white lead in my movies. How is that not racist? Everybody's talking about racism, but that's not racist.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but I don't think you want a black dude writing for a white dude, though. What the fuck would he know about my life? Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was a shitty movie.
Yeah, as it was.
You can put all the white people you want in that. The movie still sucks.
See, race don't matter.
Ah, jeez.
That movie could have been all white people and it sucked.
Yeah.
Sucked.
The other one was all right. I didn't mind.
Get out.
It was interesting at least.
It was a different plot, you know.
I never seen that. Hey,
I didn't know he was quoted saying that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I read that. It was like, eh. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Interesting. I tried watching Captain Marvel. And I ever since that Brie Larson or whatever, Ivan told me about the quote where she said it's not, what is it? It's not for straight white males or whatever.
Something like that. She says something stupid.
That ruined the movie for me because I'm like, but I was really looking forward to this, so I can't enjoy this now.
I heard all the fight scenes were terrible.
They were terrible. It was such a, my wife seems to think it's because I let Ivan get to me already because I'd like to get the opinion in there. But I'm like, it could be. It's just, for me,
it felt like a phase one movie in, what are we, phase three still?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it's an origin story. It's not as awesome as the other ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of origins.
Maybe she's cool. I don't know.
Wolverine.
Now, is this the one where they fucked up like Deadpool, the continuity?
Yeah, it fucked everything up.
Okay. Yeah, I remember I wasn't like
huge.
Yeah,
I didn't like Deadpool.
I went to see that by myself.
Did you really?
I did.
Huh. What else we got? Twilight New Moon.
Ooh.
I went to go see that.
I bet you did.
I did.
At least you didn't have to go see fucking 50 Shades of Grey. I had to sit through the first two of those.
I wanted to go. I was one of the only males that wanted to go. My wife has a friend that she's seen every single one of them with. I didn't get to see it. Did you know that 50 Shades of Grey was fan fiction of Twilight?
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
That was changed, yeah.
Crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a whole movie.
I guess that's
about
where the period blood comes in.
Rape? Well, there's no rapey stuff in there. She wanted
that
it.
That movie's rape, man.
Anna wanted it, dude.
That whole movie's rape.
There's a lot of titties in that movie, too.
Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what's his face? Johnson's daughter.
The Don Marvel Johnson?
Man. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
I never realized that. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
What was that show he was on with Cheech Marin in the 90s?
Nash Bridges?
Yeah. That yellow car.
Oh, I remember that. Oh. I didn't watch any of the episodes, but I remember it.
I watched all the time.
Did you?
I did. With my mom. My mom liked Don Johnson because of the Miami Vice.
Everybody
era.
Likes Don Johnson. Everybody's mom likes Don Johnson.
Yeah. He's
I think even, Johnson.
Yeah, I think Chrissy likes Don Johnson. She's like, what the fuck have you ever seen Don Johnson in?
Right? What a random thing to say. What, you got anything else?
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is all right.
Star Trek.
That was a franchise that needed to be rebooted.
I liked it.
I did too.
I was never into Star Trek before.
That one guy died.
I liked that. Yeah.
Oh, that is right. He did.
Yeah. Crazy. Anton Yelchin. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. That's pretty tragic, man.
A car crash, ain't it?
I don't remember.
I think so. I think.
Law-abiding citizen. Did you guys see Law-abiding Citizen?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was an awesome movie.
I was mad.
Why?
Because it ended the way it did.
It was cool to see Gerard Butler going all crazy on that guy listening to Deftones in the jail.
I didn't even know it was Deftones. I'm deaf to those tones.
Oh.
Zing.
Zinger.
Ice Age.
Ice Age?
Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
That was
a
good one.
I don't know if I've seen that one. I like Ice Age.
I don't know if I've seen that one either.
You can't go wrong with Ice Age, I'm assuming.
No.
I just like...
Damn Squirrel.
Scrat, is that his name?
I don't remember.
I just like Dennis Leary because people get so bent out of shape for what he says all the time. I love it.
He's funny.
I love it.
I love that show. Rescue Me. Demolition Man, baby.
Yes. That's all I got for 2009.
I don't know. I feel like we covered a lot of shit.
We did.
Final Not Destination.
Bad. Oh, yeah. That one was a good one, too. That was the last one, wasn't it? Five?
Yeah, it says The Final Destination.
Yep.
Damn, that was the last one. That was the fifth one?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's where we were at, guys, in 2009. I missed you guys. And I'm going to say that every time, each year.
That's fine.
Until we get to 2018.
Makes sense. Makes me feel better.
Good.
That's crazy, all these movies. Planet 51.
Planet 51 was good.
I don't remember that one.
I Love You, Man.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Snap of the Bass. God, 09. Yeah. Jesus.
What happened to Jason Segel, man?
Hey, what did happen to that guy? How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
That's what happened.
He got his money and he ran.
remember when everyone saw his dick?
Oh, and...
Sarah Marshall.
Sarah Marshall, that's right. I watched it on the plane. That's awesome. That is now a plane movie because I saw that for free on the way back home from New Orleans, man.
Awesome.
That scene was in it.
Yep. You know, a bunch of dicks. Big old dicks. Anyways, that's 2009 in a wrap. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
2009 in a nutshell. Yep.
If not, don't worry. We'll have 2010 for you in the next 6 months. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, like,
subscribe,
comment, YouTube, notification, all that stuff. We're not asking for money. We're just asking for your pity likes. Or if we said something out of turn, feel free to email us, wastedattention@gmail.com.
Leave a comment about it.
Yeah. You could tell us we suck, and we'll gladly tell your name or say your name on the air.
We're not above getting money, though.
No, we're not.
I'm just saying that.
Get money.
get money. Get paid.
Get money. All right. Take care,
everybody. Pizza Hut now.
That was the other episode.
We've been eating it for like 2 weeks.
Fix and match.
All right. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.